props with me today. I love props. So I'm excited to preach. We're actually done with the worship early, so I have extra time. But that's good because I've got quite a bit to say today. I'm actually going to talk today about life to the full. Is your cup full or is your cup empty? And I want you to think about that as we start here. So take a minute and reflect. Do you think your cup right now is full? Does it feel full? Does it feel empty? Does it feel half empty? Does it feel half full? And I want you to think about that, because who doesn't want to have life to the full, right? And it's one of those things that, you know, you think, okay, yeah, I'll get heaven one day, and that'll be great. And so if life stinks, maybe it's even still worth it, right? But wouldn't you rather have both? Wouldn't you rather have awesome life to the full, filled up, awesome, overflowing, and heaven at the same time, right? We want both, right? So I want to start with a scripture, John 10. I've got a lot of scriptures, and I'm going to kind of fly through them. Let me see if this clicker works, actually. I'm going to fly through them, so you won't have time to turn there. But let's see if I can get this thing to work. There we go. People who wonder if the glass is half full or half empty are missing the point. The glass is refillable. Okay? In John 10, verse 7, it says, "Therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Right? And so Satan is probably the thief here, coming to steal the fullness from us and fill us up with all sorts of bad things. But Jesus says, hey, you come into my gate, you find pasture, you get everything you need. I'm here to give you life to the full. That's pretty amazing, right? And so Satan tries to fill us with bad things, but I think we often fill ourselves with good things that just aren't quite as awesome as what God wants to fill you with. And so here's my props. I've got props for this part. Things we tend to fill ourselves with. So my wife made this coffee for me. I don't drink coffee. I'm a Christian. But there's lots of grace to go around. So for those of you who like coffee, and I said, can you just make it look pretty? I don't even know what coffee is supposed to look like, how much cream to add. But this coffee, for me, represents filling ourselves up with a fulfilling career, right? A job where you're doing an awesome job. People respect you. You're making an impact. You go into work and people are glad that you're there because they've got problems for you to solve. And you're making a big difference and you're respected and you're rewarded and you're paid well and you're promoted. All things are good. And when your job is going that well, if you've ever experienced that, you're tempted to put all your eggs in that basket, right? I want more of that. That feels pretty awesome. Let me fill myself up with that. Second, I have in here, my brother-in-law gave me this to celebrate my new job that I just started. It's a mini bottle of champagne. And this, for me, represents financial freedom, right? Champagne, pop the champagne. Things are going well. Everything's great. You got all the money you need. Your kids are taken care of. You've saved for weddings. You've saved for college. Your house is fine. Your mortgage isn't a burden. Life is good financially. It's not that you're rich, but you don't have to worry about money. You don't have to think about money all the time. That's a great feeling, isn't it? I mean, when that happens, some of you don't know what that feels like. Okay. One day, we'll pray for that at the end of the sermon. All right. And if you feel that way, if you've ever felt that way, it's tempting to want to put all your eggs in that basket. Even if you don't have that feeling, it's tempting to believe that that will fix a lot of the problems and the sadness and the things that we have. So another thing we tend to fill ourselves up with, I've got this nice little Gatorade here. Health, fitness, wellness, gluten-free, lactose-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, you know, no weight to lose, no problems. You go to the doctor, you're a rock star with the cholesterol and the blood pressure, and everything's going great, right? You feel good. This is a very popular thing in our society today to fill yourself up with health and wellness. This is awesome. This is one of my favorite things to fill myself up with. Nice bottle, a glass bottle of Coca-Cola. You can't find those everywhere. But for the props, you know, we spare no expense. And this, to me, represents filling yourself up with just an entertaining life. Vacations, fun, hobbies, friends, doing all these things that just make you feel like life is exciting and full of entertainment. And lastly, this is my drink of choice, hot tea. Now, this is a white Asian ginger tea. It's rare spring buds from the China province of Fujian. And I'm a little bit of a tea snob, and this is what I drink every morning with honey, you know, no sugar, because I'm kind of trying to do the health thing at the same time. But this, to me, represents life is structured, life is predictable, there's no stress, there's no just overwhelming work to do. And for a lot of us, this can be something we fill ourselves up with. I just want to be calm, I just want to be predictable, I just want to know what my responsibilities are, and I want to have all of that in order. And all of these things are great. And then we've got the boring old bottle of water. Water's boring most of the time. And if you're feeling great and everything's good and you have all of these to choose from in the bottle of water, I think a lot of times we'd be tempted to choose the other things. But there's a time and a place when water is the most exciting thing on this list. Right? My daughter tried out for the Georgia Rush soccer team this week, and it's 3 days of tryouts in the 90-degree heat, and everybody's bigger than her, everybody's faster than her, everybody's been playing soccer longer than her, but nobody worked harder than she did. She goes out there, she's running twice as much as all the other kids, she's dripping in sweat, and she comes back from the third day of tryout, she runs over to me, totally soaked, and just this big smile on her face, and she knew she had outworked everybody on the field. And she gets her big jug of water and just starts chugging it. And in that moment, there was nothing else she'd rather be drinking than a nice cold glass of water. Now, my wife ran the Chicago Marathon a couple years back. Nice cold glass of water at the end of that, right? There's nothing better in that moment. And this is actually a lot like what God wants to fill us up with and what we fill ourselves up with, right? God has the perfect form of hydration. It meets all your needs. It does everything you need, and it's the purest, most perfect form of hydration. All these other things have some good qualities to them, but they're imperfect. They have flaws. They have issues. And we tend to fill ourselves up with these things instead of filling ourselves up with what God wants to fill us up with. And there's some scriptures. Psalm 81:10, I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Isn't that awesome? I mean, God wants to fill you with good things. And honestly, sometimes what gets in the way of us having life to the full is that we're filling ourselves up with things that aren't quite as awesome, aren't quite as good as what God wants to fill us up with. And it's hard sometimes to trust him in that hope that we have that if I don't fill myself up with these things of the world that are imperfect, that may be good, but just not as great as what God wants to fill us up with, that I'm not going to have room to be filled up with the things that God wants to fill me up with. And so you guys are here on Sunday morning, so in a way I'm preaching to the choir, right? You're not out working out at your CrossFit gym this morning. You're not enjoying a nice cup of coffee or tea or relaxing. And, you know, you're not working right now. Maybe some of you have the phone out answering emails, but for the most part, you're not working right now. And so you're here because you recognize this truth, that I go on Sunday morning because I want to be filled up with God. And so the big question then for us is, okay, how do I get this life to the full? If when I asked that question at the beginning of the service, you weren't feeling life to the full right now, what's the trick? What's the secret? And so last week, if you remember, Steve talked about the secret menu at Chick-fil-A. And I'm very excited to go try the extra crispy waffle fries. Because they are too soggy. I mean, if I'm being honest, they're a little too soggy. But I'm excited about the secret menu, but there are some secret ingredients in the food that you're eating that I want to share with you this morning. And I'm going to try my best to ruin a few foods for you, if you don't mind. This one's an easy one, Chick-fil-A sauce. The Chick-fil-A sauce. Do you guys like the Chick-fil-A sauce? It was an accident. They created the Chick-fil-A sauce accidentally when they spilled the barbecue sauce into the honey mustard. So that's how Chick-fil-A sauce was born. Secret ingredients. Chick-fil-A chicken. It's tender, it's juicy, it's salty, it's seasoned. They brine the chicken in pickle juice. I don't even like pickles, but I love the chicken. There's so much salt and so much acid in there, it breaks down the chicken. So they brine the chicken in pickle juice, hence all the extra pickles that they go ahead and put on the sandwich. I'm sorry about this one, but Chick-fil-A nuggets, MSG. Yes, I know, I'm sorry. MSG, it's actually on the ingredient list more than once. It's in the grilled nuggets too, so you can't just make the healthy grilled decision. But it's why they're so addictive. That's why my kids every time are saying, let's go to Chick-fil-A for lunch. They love it, that MSG, they can't get enough. McDonald's French fries. French fries should be three ingredients, people. It should be potatoes, oil, and salt. McDonald's French fries have 20 ingredients in them. The strangest one on the list is natural beef flavor. If the cheeseburger wasn't enough beef flavor, you get extra beef flavor in your French fries. And this one will blow some of you away, LaCroix. Gasp! Don't say it! I probably won't ruin LaCroix for you, but they take fruits and the things that they flavor it with and they vaporize those fruits. They heat them up. They microwave them until they're completely vaporized and turned into a gas. And then they take that gas and they capture it and they condense it into a natural chemical, which is kind of like an essence oil. They use this in shampoo. They use it in essential oils. And they put this in the bubbly water because it gives it that unique flavor that everybody loves in LaCroix. It's so hard to imitate. That's why you can't just do bubbly water and add fruit juice to it. It's not the same thing. You first have to vaporize the fruit and turn it into a gas. And those are the ingredients that you're eating every day that you had no idea about. And the Bible is actually kind of strange if you think about it. You read the Bible, there's a lot of secret ingredients in the Bible about life to the full. There's a lot of backwards teachings in the Bible that just don't make any sense to us on paper. The last shall be first. Lose your life.